D, today, hang on. Have you ever heard, D, of a man who held the reputation of the man no prison could hold?
I think so.
Have you?
I hope so.
Well, today I'm going to bring that story to you, and you're going to love it.
I'm ready.
Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Empty Promise Podcast. My name is Chris, and today you are joining me on episode 130 of the podcast, where I am joined across the table from my best friend in the whole wide world, Mr. James D. Downey.
Hello.
So the TV just did a little flash.
Completely threw me.
Scared the hell out of me.
I'm like, so ready for this.
That's ads on YouTube. That's what that is.
That's ridiculous.
And just the TV just went black.
They're out of control. Out of control, Chris. But I am not out of control. I'm ready.
You're ready for this? I spoke to you a little before, and I asked you, did you know of the man who had the reputation, the man no prison could hold?
You know, I thought I did, and I think I'm completely wrong.
Are you?
Yeah. I thought it was The Rock, as in, like,
The fictional,
yeah, show? About the character played by
Nicolas Cage?
No.
Oh, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. And I was like, yeah, he broke out of a bunch of prisons. But I don't even think he did. I think he broke out of two prisons. So, yeah, no, I don't. But I'm excited to find out.
Is that what it was in The Rock? He had broke out of two prisons?
Shit, maybe.
I know he broke out of Alcatraz. Like,
he did.
And then he broke into Alcatraz.
I feel like he broke out of multiple prisons before. But I'm not sure.
Well, the good news for you today, D. I'm sorry, I just opened OBS on the laptop by mistake. The good news for you today, D, is I'm going to tell you the story of a man who opening handcuffs was a relatively easy task for him. He could open just about any lock with a metal strip. He could climb over a smooth wall with his bare hands. He had feet like a lizard.
Jesus.
You know, he just stuck to walls. He had enormous strength in his arms that could break any handcuffs.
This
in
is
two
wild.
Pieces.
This sounds like a
And this is a man, D, who escaped prison not just once or twice, but four times.
Four times.
Four times.
Maxek.
Yeah. I guess, look, before you get into it, you kind of have to ask yourself.
What genetically modified beast?
Why are you not putting them into like a more secure cell?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, they probably didn't think they needed it until they seen his fucking gecko feet pop out.
Yeah, true. I don't know. Okay.
This sheer wall.
A little side note. I don't know if he actually has gecko feet. Okay. I think it's just like a...
Oh, that's... Like yeah,
a,
okay.
Yeah. Was that like a metaphor or something?
Yeah.
Or,
no.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, our story concerns ourselves. We concern ourselves today with a man called, and I really like this, Yoshi Shiratori.
Oh.
I'm going to call him Yoshi because I'm not going to try to butcher his surname the whole way. So I'm going to call him Yoshi. It could be Yoshi, but I think it's Yoshi. And Yoshi was born on July 31st, 1907 in Amori, Japan. He was a teenager who worked on farms and later worked in a tofu shop for some time. He also worked as a fisherman catching crabs. And after changing his means of earning quite frequently, he became addicted to gambling and stealing. Yeah. His habit of stealing and gambling one day landed him in trouble. And in 1936, he tried to rob a person. And in the scuffle, the person got killed.
Oh, no.
He was arrested by Japan's police with charges of robbery and murder.
Yoshi, what are you doing, buddy?
Exactly. So he was a convict awaiting a judicial judgment and was shifted to the Amori, I think I'm pronouncing that right, A-O-M-O-R-I.
Yeah.
Amori prison.
Yeah.
The condition of prisons during that period in Japan was terrible.
Oh, God.
Just truly awful. The guards of the prison used to torture Yoshi repeatedly, often kicking and hitting him, and they made him work for very long hours and use very abusive language. Have you ever seen the film Unbroken? Angelina Jolie directed it.
No.
Okay.
I've seen the trailers and I meant to watch it multiple
times.
That's
how I believe this prison. That's how I'm picturing this prison. The prison that those guys are sent to. I know that's like a POW camp almost, but I picture it.
But this is almost like basically that.
Pretty much, yeah. So Yoshi believed that he would be handed a death penalty for the murder and robbery. And torture was committed by the jail guards. It was also becoming just too unbearable for this guy. And he decides that he needs to break free from this prison. Okay, so he starts his preparation. He started to observe the duty pattern of the guards. When does the guard shift change? The duration of time the patrols were happening. And takes notes of this in his mind. He continued his observation for about 6 months.
Oh, okay.
So it's a long time. You know, this was a long, painstaking process. He knew that it took 15 minutes, in around 15 minutes, for the guard to complete the patrolling of the barracks and then return to his cell to do another round. He also knew that he had these 15 minutes to escape. That was his window. Mm-hmm. So he got himself a hold of some metal wire from a bucket that was provided to him for bathing in the prison. And one morning at about 5:30 a.m., just after the guard passed his barrack, he used the metal wire to break open the lock of his cell. There were a total of 6 locked doors that he had to make his way through before he got to the outer kind of walls. And using the same metal wire, he opened the lock one after another within the 15 minutes and managed to unlock all the doors and flee.
That's wild.
It's crazy. Again, another film. Have you seen Pretoria?
No.
Daniel Radcliffe? Now, that's a movie you should watch.
Yeah, you've told me. Yeah.
Super movie. By 5:45 a.m.
anyway.
Yeah, sorry, just getting back in. He was a free man. So the guard comes round for his next patrolling and sees him sleeping, sees Yoshi in his bed. Sleeping.
Oh, the classic.
The classic, yeah. During subsequent rounds, the guards observed some wires lying close to his bed, gets a little bit suspicious. They open the door to have a closer look. And as they pull back the blanket, the old switcheroo with pillows has been done. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah, look, like, you know. They should have expected it, Chris. Come on.
So Yoshi was not in his cell, and the guard raises an alarm, and a search begins for the convict. But by then, he had already long gone. And I'm sorry to anybody who's listening who, when I say Yoshi, you're picturing the little dinosaur from Mario. But there you go. It's the, you know.
Yoshi. Mm-hmm. Little green man. I mean, no, he's not anything like Yoshi, really. He's going to try and make some sort of link there, Chris, but no.
There's no link.
No, he's just a man.
He's just a man. He's
good at breaking out of prisons.
So this time, Yoshi's freedom lasted for just 3 days.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he was only out of prison 3 days, and he was still in Aomori, roaming around and devoid of money and food. So he had nothing. He just broke out of prison, so he literally had nothing.
As we all know from season 2 of Prison Break, it's staying out of prison. That's the hard part. You know?
That's it, yeah. Yeah. He went to a hospital and tried to steal some supplies. So super desperate, like he's got to go to a hospital. One of the busiest places, I suppose, you could be.
Yeah.
He was caught by the hospital staff, who apprehended him and handed him over to the police. And at this point, the police were already searching for him, so they again shifted him to the Aomori prison yet again. He was already accused of murder and robbery in his previous case, and now the prison break charges were also slapped on top of him.
Yeah, but that's the thing, isn't it? It's like, you always hear about this in America, it's like, well, you're it's death sentence. Like,
it's death anyway.
You don't get any worse than that. Like, so I've got nothing to lose. Yeah. So obviously he's just going to do whatever.
Exactly. So he has now been sentenced to life imprisonment by the court. And the Tork took recognition of his jailbreak and shifted him to a more secure prison in Akita.
Ooh, Akita sounds familiar.
Akita. Well, have you heard of the Japanese Akita? It's a breed of dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's probably where I know it from.
Probably is. Akita is a breed of dog.
But this is not a dog. This is a city.
This is
a jail.
A prison. Okay. Yeah. It's a much more secure prison. And the jail guards knew that this guy now has a reputation of breaking out of the Aomori prison.
Yeah.
And the jail guards used to torture him repeatedly by making him overwork and challenge him so that he would not dare even try a break this time. You know,
teach you a lesson.
Exactly. Overwork him, break him down. You're not going to try escaping this one, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. During the cold season, he was forced to sleep on the concrete floor without any bed or blanket. He was not even provided with warm clothes. He was always handcuffed and kept in a specially designed cell that was just long and wide enough for a single person to stay.
Jesus.
The prison cell itself had a high ceiling and had a ventilation window at the top. That too was protected by steel rods for the light to pass through. Just enough for light to pass through, basically. Yeah. The walls of the cell were smooth copper that did not have any holes. The windows of the cell, the window of the cell was located high enough without any furniture in the room. So they were very, very confident that you know, you're there's not nothing in there. You can't get out. Yeah. Trying to climb a fucking copper wall, you know. Well, you're not going to climb a copper wall.
Out pops the gecko feet.
Yeah. Dum, 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 yeah, that's it. They never checked them. They never took off the slippers when they're coming in, you know. You just roll that teal up as well, you know. Yoshi was laughed upon by the guards and tortured on a regular basis. Only the head guard of the prison, Kobayashi, that's a good name, Kobayashi, used to treat him gently and talk to him politely. So he had some manners.
And who is this? This is not the warden.
This is the head guard.
Head guard.
Not the warden, the head guard. He also scolded the other jail guards who would torture Yoshi. So a bit of a friendship kind of brewing here.
Yeah.
Yoshi was very disappointed with the behavior of the other guards, and he believed that Kobayashi was the only good and humble person among all other jail authorities. He stayed in Akita prison from 1936 to 1942 for 6 years.
Ooh.
During that prison, the Second World War had started.
Yeah.
Japan was a country that was fighting against the Allied forces in America. And one night, it was a stormy night on June 15th, 1942, with heavy rains and strong wind, a jail guard came to patrol in the morning according to their schedule. The jail guard peeped inside his prison cell and verified his presence, but was surprised to find that he was not in his cell. So, old gecko feed.
Classic Yoshi. Yoshi.
Yoshi had escaped from prison once again. He started his planning about 8 months prior and had a piece... He had, again, another piece of metal wire during the night when patrolling was negligible. That's the word. Cannot pronounce that. He used to open his handcuff and practice climbing through the copper walls. So he practiced over and over again.
For eight months.
Wow. So he had this down to a T. After each attempt, he used to relock his handcuffs and hide the metal piece of wire. So
that's
he
brilliant.
Knew, it's great. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. Nobody would suspect a thing. Slowly and gradually, he practiced climbing, and one day he was able to reach the window at the top. He found that the window had steel rods, but the frame was made of wood. And with the help of an eating plate, he was able to weaken the base of the wood. He was provided with soup balls during lunch, and he used to pour the soup balls in the base of the wooden frame to make it weak and rot.
Jesus.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that is great.
That's smart, like.
This is, man, he's really playing the long game.
Isn't he?
Like 8 months of practicing climbing.
Yeah.
Degrading a wooden frame,
and
for
you
a
think like that's your food,
yeah.
And you'd rather use your food to help you escape than to keep your strength.
All the while you're being like brutally treated
harassed by guards,
and just like downtrodden the entire time. Uh-huh. So yeah, that's just motivation,
isn't it?
That's just I'm getting out of here, like,
yeah,
just to spite you.
Absolutely. He checked that the wooden frame came out entirely along with the steel bars and waited for a stormy day to hide his footsteps, replacing the window to its exact place.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Shawshank.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the, lightning strike.
Yeah, wait for the storm. He executed his plan to perfection and escaped from prison a second time. Now, Yoshi was married and had a daughter even before his first arrest.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he wanted desperately to get back to visit his family, but he knew that police would be keeping a close watch over family and close friends, so he decided not to go and meet his family. He wanted to lead a simple and respectful life, not like a runaway convict always chased by police. He had already spent 6 years of his life imprisonment in Akita prison. After 3 months of escape from Akita, he decided to approach Kobayashi, the head jail guard of the Akita prison. One night, there was a knock on Kobayashi's door. On opening the door, he was surprised to find Yoshi standing in front of him.
What do you do?
I know.
What do you think there?
Yoshi explained to him the reason for his arrival. He further stated that he never wanted to break from the prison and complete his prison term, but he was disappointed with the behavior of the jail guards and repeated torture by them. He's just playing him now.
Yeah, like, I'm disappointed.
I'm not mad. You know, I would have stayed, but I was too disappointed.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
no one kept those guys under wraps.
You know? I just think that you can do better. You know?
Yeah. Let this be a lesson.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Don't chase after me.
No.
Teddy wasn't here, but take my advice, you know? That's why. But I think that's so cool that he like recognized that high guard was his friend, basically.
Yeah.
And decided to go. I guess he's seeing that as his opportunity, like, look at, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
What is his plan here? Actually, I don't know why he did that.
Yeah, exactly. So he further
enlightened me.
He further continued that Kobayashi was the only jailer that he liked in prison. So he's kind of buttering him up a wee bit here.
Mm.
He wanted Kobayashi's help to take him to a judicial authority so that he can narrate the atrocities faced by him.
Oh, I see.
He wants to go and turn against all these guards.
Yes, yes, yes.
He also wanted to be shifted to Tokyo prison to complete his term.
So a better prison, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kobayashi assured him of help and offered him dinner. Kobayashi informed the police as soon as Yoshi went to the restroom. Police arrived immediately and arrested their convict when he came out of the restroom.
Okay.
After 3 months of his escape, Yoshi again landed back in Akita prison.
No.
Yeah. His prison term was extended for 3 more years over the life imprisonment term due to jailbreak. He pleaded with the judge so that he accepts his terms of imprisonment, but that he should be shifted to Tokyo prison as the prisoners were treated much better there. But the judge rejected his plea and transferred him to the Abashiri prison situated in the north of Hokkaido.
Yeah.
Hokkaido, yeah.
I think that's a good pronunciation.
Yeah, I'm trying here.
I can't see it, but I'm assuming that's good.
So basically, he went to this guy, he went to Kobayashi and explained the circumstances, but Kobayashi rang the police and said, listen, he's here, you got to take him back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's it. So yeah, I thought Kobayashi, he was hoping, was going to like be on his side and fight his battle for him.
But I guess Kobayashi maybe is an honorable man. You know,
I mean, there's no way you can have a convict come to your house and not immediately ring the police.
Yeah.
Because if you do that and then in 2 months it comes out that you didn't, they're like, well, you're fired.
You've harbored a fugitive. Yeah. You're dead. Like,
yeah, you're going to prison, buddy. That's insane.
Japan sounds particularly...
This is feudal Japan, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, before the... Oh, no, this is now during the war.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were like obviously like a pretty...
So Abashiri Prison is situated amidst coal mountains and had a reputation of no prison break. So
So
this is just what he wants.
Yeah.
You know? Another challenge.
A new challenge.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if it's got to suit him with his cold blood being a gecko.
I don't know, Chris. I mean, you make a valid point.
This prison had the best security system in all of the land. Some convicts who tried to flee were just shot by prison guards. There was a no-nonsense approach.
Yeah, no-nonsense.
The prison was particularly cold with sub-zero temperature even in the summer.
Christ.
And Yoshi was brought to this prison in 1943 to serve his sentence. So peak World War II time. The jail guards knew about his previous escapes from the other prisons, so they used torture, abuse, and would make fun of him to deter him from even trying. So the same routine again. One day, due to the extreme torture, he became so furious that he broke his iron handcuffs in two pieces in front of all the guards. Holy just shit. By the sheer strength of his arms. He challenged the guards that one day he would flee from this prison as well and no one would catch him.
I love it.
Yeah. What a badass. Like,
I love how kind of his story arc has evolved. It's like, I want to do the honorable thing. I wanted to serve out my term in a decent prison and just get through. And you send me to this shithole with these absolute just awful guards.
Assholes.
Like, now I'm just going to show you. I'm just going to break out. I'm going to show you what I could do.
I was going to show you. See these little things on my wrist?
Yeah. Bang.
Yeah, pointless.
And then I'm just going to, I'm out of here and you're never going to catch me.
Exactly. Exactly.
And now it's like, I'm a criminal. I'm embracing
it. So be it. Yeah, here we go.
I have to live a life as a criminal. I'm not staying here anymore. No.
So the jail guards were surprised to see the sheer strength of his arms, and they knew that opening the handcuff or breaking them was an easy thing for him. So they ordered a specially designed handcuff and leg cuff to be made from solid iron, weighing 20 kilos each. So there's 40 kilos of iron.
He's
now
hulking around 40 kilos just day in, day out.
That's just going to make him stronger. If he's eating well.
Right, now he's just sitting there like benching his cuffs.
Yeah.
Doing
leg raises. Yeah. These cuffs did not have any keyholes and took 2 hours by a trained blacksmith to open the handcuff. So you're not getting out of this.
He's just
shit.
Not taking them off anymore.
No. His hands were tied behind him and back cuff basically behind his legs, and his leg cuffs were then tied to around his ankles. He used to eat his food like a dog as his hands and legs were tied. So he's basically lying on his front. Basically
so
hog tied is the way I picture this. Twice a month, two blacksmiths used to visit him to open the specially designed handcuff and leg cuff, and he was allowed these 2 hours for his bath. They then again chained him with the hefty handcuffs and leg cuffs and left him.
That's insane.
Isn't it?
The levels that they're going to.
Yeah. Yeah. So Yoshi was kept in a cell that was specially designed for him again. The windows were smaller than the size of his body. The walls in the cell were smooth, and there was always, and he was always kept handcuffed and leg cuffed with the specially designed heavy iron. One day, after a year, a guard suddenly heard something in the roof of the cell. He comes in to check on Yoshi's position, and to his amazement, he could only find the heavy iron cuffs in the corner, but no sign of Yoshi. Yoshi had once again fled, and this time from Abashiri Prison. This was his third prison break.
What do you think when you come into that room and just see the cuffs sitting there?
Yeah, two fucking 20 kilo cuffs in the corner and no man.
I'm just going to say, right,
let him go.
He earned
stop.
It.
He earned it. Yeah, he's like, what do you call him? What do you call the amazing, you know, the guy who just...
Oh, like Houdini.
Houdini, yeah. Harold Houdini, that's who this guy is.
Do you know what's... It's just like, I have no idea how he did this. Mm-hmm. Like, it sounds like Harold Houdini or bloody, like, Penn and Teller or something. Yeah. Like, this is a magician trick.
Yeah.
Like, where's the hatch door? Where's the mirror? Where's the little secret latch in the handcuffs? How do you get those off?
Yeah.
And out of a room, like...
Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you exactly how he did it.
I can't... Yeah, just tell me. I can't wait.
He started planning 6 months ahead. So this, again, a long game. And he used to put soup on the joints of the handcuff and the leg cuff every day. Brilliant. Because he also used to spit some of the soup in a portion of the window from his mouth. And he was aware of the salt content of the soup. And that would make the iron rust, making it weaker.
Brilliant.
Like,
you know, he knew the pH.
He knew the pH problem.
This is... Soup has soup. Been the undoing of these places twice.
Exactly. Start serving solid food. You
know? Yeah. But it's wild, like, that they'll people find, oh, hey, like, you know, like, I've got soup. What am I have? I've got soup.
Wait, what is the tagline for a Shawshank? Give a man no options and you leave him no choice or something.
Brilliant.
Like that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what's going on here. Exactly, like, yeah. After 6 months of effort, the joints of the handcuff and the leg cuff became weak. He was able to break open the handcuffs and the leg cuffs again, and he knew that he had to escape prison before the arrival of the blacksmiths. One night, he opened his handcuffs and leg cuffs and found that a screw of the window had weakened due to rust. He removed the window, slid his body by dislocating his joints, making the size of his body smaller, and ran to the roof and fled.
That, yeah, there's no other option.
No.
You literally have to.
You've got to break yourself out of prison.
You literally break yourself apart.
Yeah. It was a shame for the Abashiri prison. They searched for him but were unable to trace him at all. And after a few days of the search, the jail authorities stopped looking for him. They thought that some wild animals in the snowy mountains would have killed him at this point and have eaten him.
This is brilliant. He did exactly what he said he was going to do.
Yoshi survived. He found a safe cave amidst the snowy mountains and made a bunker for himself. He used to eat the fruits of the surrounding trees and meat of dead animals.
Ooh, it's a rough way to be living, but...
It's a nasty way. But he stayed in the bunker cave for about 2 years.
Whoa.
Completely cut off from the world.
I suppose he just doesn't have a way to get back to
it. No, that's life now. He did say he wanted a quiet life. I don't know if he wanted this part. But it was around 1945 and Japan had already surrendered to Allied forces after the atomic explosions in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Police authorities forgot about him because there's way too much going on.
Exactly.
You know, and presumed him to be dead. He then decides to come out of hiding and move to Sapporo in search for his family. He was surprised to see American soldiers in Sapporo walking along with Japanese women. He found a newspaper and came to know about the bombings. He thought the situation in Japan had changed after the World War and the police would no longer be searching for him. He was hungry, so he entered a farm and stole tomatoes and fruits and started eating them. The owner of the farm spotted him and pounced on him immediately, hitting him with a plow.
Oh my God.
In the ongoing tussle, he was able to grab the plow and hit back at the farmer.
Oh no.
And killed him instantly.
Oh my God. Yoshi. What are you doing, man? I want to root for him so bad.
No, he's not the person he's killed. Like. It was an accidental death that happened in self-defense. So he tries to flee on the spot, but was captured by nearby people and handed over to the police. He was sent to Sapporo Jail, and in 1947, Sapporo District Judge pronounces the death penalty on him for murder. The jail authorities were aware of his previous jail break.
it's the third time that they've been aware. Like, at some point, guys, you have to do more than just be aware of it. Like,
but they formed a team of 6 armed guards, constant armed guards, to keep a constant vigil on him.
Fucking hell.
Okay, so this is the extent we're going to. He was kept in a specially designed cell, keeping in mind his abilities. This time, the windows on the door and the wall were made so small that no person, it was literally impossible to fit through.
Okay.
The walls of the cell were made smooth with a high ceiling. Six armed guards kept a close watch on Yoshi, and they did not even put handcuffs on him because they knew that he could break the handcuffs easily. So that was just pointless. Yeah. He used to spend his days staring up towards the ceiling and the walls. Guards watching him used to make fun of him for this, as they thought he was trying to escape from prison with this super high ceiling. Mm-hmm. He was provided with a sleeping mattress and made sleep on the floor. He made a habit of waking up late in the mornings. He was abused and tortured by the guards for this habit, but he continued with his habit of getting up so late. I suppose this isn't a thing in Japan. As far as I know of Japanese culture, they're a very early rising culture.
Oh, right, okay.
A lot of them take... I could be way wrong in this. No, I think I'm pretty right in this. A lot of them do yoga and tai chi and all right before work, and they're all very like meditative kind of people and culture, you know. So waking up late, I suppose, was a bit different for that. Some of the guards,
what do you call that? That when it's one of the 7 deadly sins, sloth.
Yeah, that's right.
Slothiness, or whatever it's called. Yeah. I think that's one of the things in Japan. It's just like it's just a very undeserved trait, you know.
Well, some of the guards allowed him to sleep, oversleep for long hours. One night, guards were amazed to find that Yoshi...
No way.
...was not in his cell.
I mean, how could it possibly be?
They found the door locked from the outside. The ceiling window was safe. The walls did not have any distortion, and the entire cell looked to be perfect. So how?
Except for one man missing.
Yeah, was Yoshi not in his cell? Jail authorities have done all that they could to prevent him from escaping prison this time. And learning from the previous mistakes, they made the cell in such a way that the ceiling was kept so high, the windows were kept so small, and smaller than the size of his head, and they provided a constant armed guard vigil on him. But they never inspected the floor.
Oh my God. You completely beat me, Chris. Yeah. I was waiting for, what, you got it to ceiling, you got it through a crack.
No.
The goddamn floor, guys.
This time, Yoshi dug a tunnel under his sleeping mattress.
I love it.
And he used to dig the tunnel when the guards were asleep after securing him inside the cell. He escaped from the prison for the fourth time using this tunnel.
A legend.
1 year later, Yoshi was sitting on a beach in a park outside, in the outskirts, of Sapporo City. A police officer in uniform comes and sits beside him. He knew that the police officer was of a high-ranking officer from the uniform he was wearing. He became increasingly tense and wanted to move away from that place. And suddenly, the officer offered him a cigarette. A cigarette now was a luxury commodity in Japan during that time.
Oh, because of the war.
Because of the war.
Right.
He accepts the officer's offer and takes the smoke. He was thinking about the torture suffered by him in jail, betrayal by an officer he trusted. Yet this man in uniform had offered him a cigarette without even knowing him, and he started to feel guilty about himself.
Oh, no, Yoshi.
After finishing his cigarette, he stands up before the officer and discloses his identity as Yoshi Shiratori. This name was very famous among police authorities.
That's crazy.
The officer looks at him and asks him the purpose of disclosing his identity. Like, why are you telling me this, you know? Yoshi replies that it was due to respect provided to him by the officer that made him believe that all of the officers in this world are not cruel. He narrates his entire story to the officer, mentioning that he is tired of running around and leading a solitary life. He further informs the officer that his fight is not against the jail, but against the atrocities and the treatment provided to the convicts in jail. Mm-hmm. The police officer takes Yoshi into custody and produces him before the court. He was an honest police officer and stood by his commitments. After listening to Yoshi's plea, the court pronounces judgment. Burying him from the murder charge of the farmer, as that happened in self-defense. So they stroke that off his record.
Okay.
Considering all the facts and events realized in his jail breaks, he was sentenced to 20 years in prison. This time, accepting to wish to transfer him to Tokyo's prison. So that's what he wanted all along. This prison was warm and the guards were respectful and treated him with respect. After spending 14 years in prison, considering that he had already served 6 in an earlier prison, he was finally released from prison in 1961. He was now a free man and no longer had fear of police. Yoshi went to Aomori, where his family lived, and he found that his wife had passed away a long time ago. His daughter had grown to an adult since she was a toddler when he first went to jail, and he tells his entire story to his daughter. From 1961 to 1979, he lives with his daughter, and in 1979, he died suddenly of a heart attack. It is largely due to Yoshi's effort that the prison condition of Japan underwent a massive improvement. Guards were provided with training to be more humane towards the convicts, but the legend of Yoshi Shiratori lives on.
That was incredible.
Nice.
That is incredible. I'm so glad that he got it's so weird to talk about a criminal getting justice. You know what I mean? Like, he got what he said. I just wanted to go to a good prison. Yeah. I'm happy to serve my time.
That's all he wanted. He was just sick of the guards being such dicks to him.
Just not even dicks, because like, they were just full on abusive, like, you know?
Yeah.
But that's absolutely crazy. He got that in the end, and then he served his 14 years. Why did he not break out a fifth time? Because he didn't want to.
He didn't want to. He never wanted to be breaking out of prison. He just wanted to get away from those guards. All he wanted to do was go to Tokyo. If they had moved him to Tokyo the first time he asked,
none of
the rest of it would have happened.
No, but then again, the story never would have happened.
That's very true.
The condition of Japan's jails may have been in a very bad state for many more years.
That's very true.
So, you know, that's kind of, it all has it upside. But I mean, that is straight out of a Hollywood film script,
isn't it?
An officer sits down beside him and offers him a cigarette, and that is the moment that he realizes
the guilt just turns and he's like, I have to tell him.
That's an incredible thing, isn't to it? Do.
Yeah, like, I know, because knowing that there's a good chance you could be thrown back into prison again, you might not even have that death removed from your record. Mm-hmm. You could just be thrown in, maybe put probably back onto the death penalty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
What an incredible story. Classic. What an incredible man.
Yeah. And he only died in 1979, which isn't that long ago when you think about it, like, you know?
Jesus.
Just before the 80s, like, yeah. I suppose, 50
years ago now, Chris. But yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it's not,
it's
like,
not like we're listening like 100 years ago or anything. Yeah, you know? Exactly. It's the 70s.
Like. It was World War II, and it was, well, shortly after that, obviously. Yeah. I'm glad, though, that he got his time with his daughter as well.
Yeah, so like, am I. He got that time, yeah. Unfortunately, his wife had passed, but he was able to relay his whole story onto her, who I assume is the reason we have this story here today. You know?
I guess so. Well, I mean, it sounds like he became a little bit of a celebrity as well in Japan. I mean, in obviously, Japan, yeah. in the, like, you know... Judicial circle?
Is that a circle that exists? I think so. Everybody knew him. The courts knew him. The police knew him. Prisons knew him.
All the prisons knew him.
They knew to give him a specially designed cell every time.
How bitter are those guys up in like that really bad prison?
That prison, yeah.
That were like, no one's ever broken out.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to break out.
I'm going to break out.
And you're not going to catch me.
Even when they put that heavy duty like shack on him, or the shackles on him, he was just like, nah, I'm just going to use soup.
Was that... I'm going to use soup.
That wasn't that one, actually.
That was the third one.
Yeah.
And he only got caught because he stole some food and then got in a
tussle. He lived in the cave for a year.
Two years.
What a story. What a fucking story, man.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Crazy story.
Yeah. I mean, if that isn't already a movie.
Yeah.
It shocks me that that's not already a movie.
It's crazy. No, I, as far as I know, I couldn't... When I did the research on that, he wasn't popping up as any movies, no books, no nothing. I was like, this is just like a lost piece of
art. That's a gem.
Yeah.
That's a hidden gem right there. That's an amazing story.
Super.
That should be a film. It's right out of a film. Like, he just sits down...
You can picture that scene sitting beside the guard.
100%.
And he has to confess.
You can see him just like... I can visualize him sitting... I don't even know what he looks like. Mm-hmm. I'm no description, but I can see him sitting there... And going through his head, like, processing, like, you know, this is a good, here's a good guard, or here's a good police officer, they exist.
Yeah.
I've done these bad things, I don't want to live this.
The world's not an entirely evil place.
Yeah. My God.
Crazy story.
Amazing story.
Yeah, we hope everyone listened to this story enjoyed it. And if you were listening to the podcast, remember, you can find all of our other podcasts over at Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Amazon now have a podcast or Amazon Music.
Do they?
Podcast service. Yeah. We're also there.
We're literally on any podcast.
All three people who use that.
Yeah. Remember, you can take us with you anywhere. Just search for Empty Promise Podcast. Follow us on Instagram, Empty Promise Podcast, and on Twitter, Empty Promise Podcast. Get in touch with us with questions, queries, comments, and thoughts and opinions on topics, and we will cover them because there's so many like little stories that got all over the place.
Yeah.
That I would love to hear.
Hidden gems. Yeah. Hidden gems. And everybody knows one. That's the thing as well. Like, everyone out there has like that story that they heard about. You know, Jim Pat up the road who did this, blah, blah, and the other.
Exactly.
And it's like, you know, that'll never probably be written into a book or a movie, but it's probably fascinating.
But it should be.
In its own way.
Exactly.
I mean, this obviously is, I'd say in Japan, this is probably a lot more popular.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like D.B. Cooper, maybe, or something.
Yeah, it's probably legend out there at this point.
Like a mythology.
Yeah. Yeah.
That man is a legend, man.
He is a legend.
It's pretty crazy.
Super. I'm glad I could bring it to you today. That's all I have for this episode. Do you want to wrap this one up here?
Yeah,
you happy to wrap this up?
Yeah, I mean that was a solid EP.
Yeah, 130, nice, short and sweet. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope it finds you well. And we will see you all in the next episode next week.
In the next app.
Goodbye and God bless.
Bye bye.